פורים ויקרא. אתם מכאן שפורים ויקרא, find a grid על הרמב״ם for this. ויקרא is entering a new phase in the חמישה חומשי תורה. טוב, first we'll start with ויקרא, and then we'll קשת will start ויקרא, and then we'll ask some קשת and פורים, and we'll tie them together, בעזר השם. So first of all, why is the Sefer of Teres Kainim, the Sefer of the Avodah of the Mishkan, the Sefer of Korbanos, the Avodah, why does it begin with this Chiddush of Yikra al Moshe? Rashi says that Yikra al Moshe is a Loshen Chibo. Loshen Shemanach HaShos Mishtam Shemboi, Abel Nevi Umois, by Bilom, says Vayokha Elokim HaBilom. So what's the Hakdom of the Sefer of Yikra? There's a Chiddush between Bilom and Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have to know, you have to bring Bilam over here for, you don't know there's a chilek between Bilam and Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikra al Moshe is Megala, Akdomet to Korbanos is Megala, there's a chilek between Bilam and Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, you also have to understand, the next pasuk is Vachem Shvam Shepel Eplom, Dabal B'nei Yisrael V'mata Aleim, Odom Ki Yakri Mikem Korban. So what a Chazal Darshan. Odom is Lohitzi Min HaGezel. So that alone is a kasha. See, we don't know what a carbon is yet, right? What is an oila? What is a shlomim? What is nosham? I don't know yet. One thing I do know is that you can't bring a carbon to gezel. Say it's lighting a halacha. Tonight in a carbon, you can't bring a carbon lighting a gezel. You have to know the first halacha. You have to know about carbon before you know anything else about a carbon is. You can't bring a carbon from gezel. And Rashi says it in a very roundabout way. A dig from the pasuk. How do you know? They call that Adam Loitz Min HaGezel from Adam Rishon. You have to go all the way back to Adam Rishon to know that you can't bring a carbon up Min HaGezel. Right? You couldn't go any, you couldn't find another route, a shorter route. La Adam Rishon Lahik Min HaGezel Shad Choyl Hoya Shaloy Af Adam Loitz Akriv Min HaGezel Adobah Pele. Again, Koyden Kol, why Gezel? Why is this the first halach you have to know about carbon? And Michlal, where did Adam Rishon come into this? And how do you know you mustn't bring up Gezel? Because Adam Rishon didn't bring up Gezel. Shakoy Laya Shaloy. What's the... And the first Korban that's discussed over here is Taka Korban Oila. We know the Chazal say that what's Oila Mechaper for? Oila is Mechaper for Hira Alev. The Vaistoy says the whole Hakdama to Sefer Korbanos says you need a Kapora for Hira Alev. So first you have to understand why is Oila a Kapora for Hira Alev? What's the kesher between oil and hira leiv? And we have to understand what the Torah starts with, taka with an oil. This parasha is also the chiddush of a nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem, which is a korban oni. Chazal darshan, why say a nefesh? Because an oni is mamish taka makriv his nefesh. He's so poor that whatever he brings. Whatever he brings, he's doing it with his whole nefesh. Chazal darshan from Hita, because this is the makor, the echad amarbe, the echad amamet. Avad shichav and libel ha-shamayim. What's the yisod of echad amarbe, the echad amamet, avad shichav and libel ha-shamayim? Why is the Indian of Korban as megaladet? Chariz to Allah and everything. Oh.
Chariz to Shemayah.
Oh?
What's the title?
No.
Libos.
I'll say that. You have to get that from your deal.
I don't know.
Now let's turn to Megillas Esther before we come briskers over here. Let's turn to Megillas Esther. The Gemara says the Gemara Darshan is Modcha Min HaTorah V'Nai. This time in Akuda, I don't see people talking about it so much. The Gemara says Modcha Min HaTorah V'Nai Shlom Amore Deroy, the Rosh HaBasomim. Rosh Abodcha is the Rosh Abasamen. And what's Esther? Gemara Megillah says the Rosh Abasamen. What's Esther? Hadas. Hadas. Hadas is a Reach, right? Hadas and Avimim is a Reach Shemaita. So Modcha and Esther both could smell. What's Hadgosh over here? What's the story of Purim, Revolgar, and Modcha and Esther? They run a perfume company. What's the Indian of a Reach Toiv, which is both by Modcha and both by Esther? And Chalab, you have to understand, who was the Shadchan, who was Meshadach, these two strange people together, Chashverish and Haman, Paras with Amalek, what's the Shidduch between Paras and Amalek over here? And why does the Torah, why does the Megillah have to begin so many psukim about the Ariya, about the Ashiris, about the Hashverish, and what the Mordek is Suda, and the Haroyes is Kvoid, Oisha, and Al-Khusoy. Why didn't I put that down? There's a bunch of behemoths over there in that Suda. Who's interested in Megillah, Megillah's Kodesh Kodoshim? Who's interested in all his Ashiris, all the Ariya, so many psukim? Oh, but the answer to the Yisod over here to understand the whole Hagdama to save Vayikra and Hagdama for the whole story of Purim is with the Gemara in Sukkah. It's famous Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, "Eve katan yesh be'odam, mazbiyoy, marivoy, marivoy mazbiyoy." Which means the following. The Gemara is telling us the Mordek Yisod. Taivas and Yitzhahara, the more you mazbiya the taiva, the hungrier it gets, the more it wants. And faked, the more you starve yourself in taivas, is masbiyah. How does that work exactly? In all types of mazer, it's the more you masbiyah, the hungrier you get. The more you starve yourself from el mazer, the more satisfied you get. How does that work? How does that work? But the yisod is pashut, and the yisod is that el mazer be'etzem or gashmi is taivus is chasar, dovak to chasar. The emission is the shleimus. Somebody is dovak to taivus, he's dovak to chasar. No, what? He's maharer. He's medamian that when he has more money, he's maharer that takes away the chesaron. But really, he's going deeper into the oil mazeh. He's going deeper into taivus. The deeper you go into taivus, the hungrier you get. Yesh le mana reitz masayim. Oyev kesef lo yispa kesef. Fakert, right? If the cheshbon works, the person gets hungrier and hungrier. Mariva gets hungrier and hungrier because the more you go in, the more you have, the more you're tied and connected to oil mazeh, is the more you're going into the oil of chesaron. There's no shleimus in oil mazeh. The more you go into the shleim, the chesaron, the more you feel the chesaron. You have a million, you don't just want another 200. Yesh lemonah, you only want 100. You have a million, you want 2 million. The more you go into the olam chesaron, the more you feel the chesaron. Masha'inkin in kedusha, masha'inkin in marivoy, masha'inkin if you're mariv your tayyavis, if you machaser yourself from olam hazeh, the more you machaser yourself from olam hazeh, the more you give to ruchnias, it's faket, the more severe you'll bring. Eizu osher asmech v'chalka. That mystic Osher is one of Sumech Bechelka because he has everything. And the other Osher doesn't have anything. So, but I mean, to push the Yisod, but that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Eva Kotin Yishpah, the Masbiyoy, Marivoy Masbiyoy. Okay. This Yisod is the Yisod that takes us through our Kol HaTorah Kula. Haray, this is the whole Chet, and the whole Yisod of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Other mission had the whole Gan Eden. Eibusha told him, "Ochel toichel, mikolin sagan, ochel toichel. You can eat from absolutely everything. One tree you can't eat from. It's a das toivara leisachem." There's two ways of looking at the fact that you can't eat from Eitz Hadas. Nochash's way, the way other should have looked at. What did the Nochash tell him? You're lacking something. Yeah, if you can eat from everything except for Eitz Hadas, so there's one thing you can't eat. If you eat from Eitz Hadas, now you have absolutely everything. So Eitz Hadas brings to a shleimus because it's the only thing that you haven't got. And so if you eat from Eitz Hadas, then you tachlis hashleim, but then you can eat from everything. That's one way. That's the nochash's way of looking at it. However, we know the world is eitz hadas. Eitz hadas introduces to taiva. Eitz hadas is the eitz of taiva. They would say eitz of taiva is punkt faket. The Eruv was telling him, don't eat from eitz hadas because I want you to have everything. I want you to be b'shleimut. I don't need to feel chesaron b'chlal. So if you keep away from eitz hadas, marivoy. If you marivoy from taiva, then masbiyoy, then you're sevea. As soon as you eat from the eitz hadas, you think that now you have everything, you're going to see that you have nothing. Chinas al-Homon, as we'll discuss later. B'chol zeh, nenu shovali. Nochash said to him, if you don't have the Eitz Hadas, then you have nothing. If you do have the Eitz Hadas, then you have everything. Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, means he went into Taiva. He went into the Bechinas, Eva Kotam Yesh Ba'odam, and he thought he must be on himself. By taking from that tree. And what happened? He's Marivoy. Faket. And he fell into the Oil Mataiva. And the Oil Mataiva is the Oil where you get hungry and hungry and hungrier instead of fuller and fuller and fuller. So his Mamish Ibchem is starving what he did. By keeping away from that, he would have had everything. By eating from that, by being mashlim, by eating from every single tree, then it's the Glow Milsa that he has absolutely nothing. And from here was Meschadish this Yisod, that you can have everything, but you have nothing. And the Nochash was Taka Nenash Midakeneged Midah, he has everything. The Gemara says, now wherever he goes, he has offer. Offer toichal means he has everything. But he has nothing. And offer is no hanor. Offer is no taif. He was a misaveh. So everyone says, take everything, and that everything equals to nothing. That's the Midah Kenegmet. That's exactly what he told Adam to do. The Gemara says also that there's three things that are never satisfied. One is the she'oil. I couldn't remember where the Gemara is. You know which Gemara is the one? One is the she'oil, and one is Gehenna. Third one I can't remember. In other words, the she'oil, the kever, is never shoil loses beena. Is the pasuk. He never gets as many people die. The shoil still got plenty room for more. And Gehenim, same thing, right? Gemara says on the Zohar, the Gehenim says half, right? Gehenim keeps on wanting more and more and more and more. So other missions, was midiknegrid, may offer atam and offer toshim. Now you're going into the oilam that's never satisfied. Where's that? That's the shoil. That's the shoil. That's the offer. In the Meira, that was the whole kilkul. That was the whole kilkul of the Chet Eitz Hadas. And from here, the tikkun of the Chetak of the Chet Eitz Hadas is the person has to realize that to reach Shleimus, he has to be Marivoy from the Eitz Hadas. And if he's Marivoy from the Eitz Hadas, then he'll reach the Tachlis of Sviya, the Tachlis of Shleimus. Or if he's Masviyoy, if he looks to the Eitz Hadas, if he thinks the Eitz Hadas will be Mashlimim, Taib is going to be Mashlimim, then Marivoy, then he'll never have enough, he'll always be hungry. And that's the whole tikkun. Pashas Noach, the Moshe we see is Eilat Olus Noach. Noach is Tzadik Tomim. Tomim says the Targum Shlim. Shlim means Noach was the Tachlis of Shlim. The rest of the door was Atishachis Oros, was Taiva, Gilaroyes, Avodah Zarah. Taiva is Noach was saved. Noach was saved, and the rest of the door went down. And then when Noach came out of the cave, in the cave was a terrible kilk. What was the kilk? He ate from the geffen. Some say that which Ilon was it that Adam Rishon ate from? Some say it was a carrot. Some say it was a geffen. By geffen, by grapes, you have a peladik azach. What's a peladik azach? You have a maifus, an offen of maifus. What's that? What does the Gemara say in brachas? The Gemara says in brachas, you drink a bit of wine, it's masbioi. If you drink a lot of wine, then it's marivoi. It's migra gorer. The Gemara says in Arve Psochim that he used to drink wine on Erev Pesach to wet it, to make him hungry. Afraid the Gemara and Brachas, it says somewhere else, that yain makes you full. So the Gemara Porta, a little bit of wine fills you up. A lot of wine makes you hungry. Often a moist. Right? Everybody can prove a moist from that. Tell somebody to drink wine, you're full. Yeah, drink more. Oi, I'm hungry. What's the vote? The vote is because the ilon, the other mission ate from the Yitzhadah. If you have a bit, you're married of yourself, you're sameach b'chelkoi, then it must be a. If you have a lot, and then you're just going to get hungrier and hungrier. That was the chet of the Rishon Eitz. That was the Rishon Eitz from. So what happened to Noach? Noach was miskalkel. What happened to him? Vayizkal b'toicha oloi. So what did Chom see? Vayah Chom es erbas oviv, taiva. And Noach was makalim. What was Noach makalim? Eved avodim tielecha. What's eved avodim? Kol masha kona eved, kona rabbi. What's the definition of an eved? Somebody who hasn't got anything. Gemara says on the other hand, in one way he's like the Odon, he's got everything, but Mitzacheni, he's got nothing. That's mamish the same Nakuda, that's Klala. Brocha is very kosim lochem brocha adbeli die. Brocha is ribu yashefa. Klala is that you have nothing. And that was a Klala. The Chom was niskalel that you're going to live by your rabbi and you'll be oichel the shoes like your rabbi, and everything your rabbi has, you'll have, but you have nothing. You have everything, but you have nothing. Someone showed me So they showed a picture of a big villa somewhere where the guy who owns it doesn't be there the whole year, but he's got guards there. He's got Schwarzes living there the whole year round to guard the place. So the Gvir doesn't have it, and Eved has it. Of a Kalmash, but it's not his. So he has everything, but it's not his. He has nothing. Mamash, the Klala of the Nochash. That's Klala. Klala is that you have everything, but you Mamash have nothing. That's the same Bechina. Other than the Skala. Why? Because Chom ran to Taiva. He ran to Taiva. And then you have everything. Taiva means you think you're having everything, but it's bad, it's nizgala, tataki, you have nothing. Avraham Avinu was just the opposite. The Eibishu says to Avraham Avinu, Schor chahar b'meyoy. So what does Avraham Avinu say? So in other words, he's full of ashiras. Eibishu says, I've given you everything. What does Avraham Avinu answer? Matitinli. What are you giving me? It's matitinli. So he wanted children. Everybody wants children, everybody should be barak for children. But you don't answer matitinli. You don't answer, you're giving me nothing. What are you giving me already? I said, Ebishter gave me a ribu, a shefa, a shirus. The Torah says, that's what Avraham Avinu is telling me, Ebishter. Everything you're giving me gives me a feeling of chazar. You're giving me kashmir? That's nothing. I have nothing. And the more kashmir I have, the more chazar I have. I'm a rochni, so I need to give you yitzchak yikar l'chazar. So what did the Ebishter promise him? Ebishter says, don't worry. He says to Avraham Avinu, you just hit the nail on the head. He said a good vote. What's the vote? I'll give you children. Va'avodim ve'inem oitzam. In olam hazeh, there'll be avodim. Kol mashakona evet, kona rabbi. If their approach to olam hazeh is that olam hazeh doesn't offer us anything, olam hazeh just makes us think that the more we have, So that's the problem. If you're feeling all mazayis, vavodum, kol mashakona evet, kona rabbi, everything we have belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we mechaser ourselves, and then you zoichet to the Rabbi Hashefa. Then v'achreich and yetzu, v'chush godl. That's what Abishu was telling Avraham Avinu. It was an answer to Avraham Avinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, b'schar, and that schar that you said matitinli, and that schar that you appreciate, that kol mashakona evet, kona rabbi, what do I need, olam hazeh, it doesn't give me any feeling of shleimus. That's how you're going to be zoichet to an Am Yisrael, who taken olam hazeh are going to feel avodim, that kol mashakona evet, kona rabbi, that they have nothing, Gashmi doesn't offer them anything, and then they'll be zoichet v'achreich and yetzu v'chush godl. And that's the way it is.
Can you relate to that
Gashmius
is Ruchnius?
No. Because if you have Ruchnius, then you can use the Gashmius for that. But you know, there's no Kali Shol coming out. There's no Achrat Ayomim. There's no Ruchnius. No Elam Habot. There's nothing. It's a Matitinli. Forget. And Bemis, this is the Yisod. Right? The more Yid is Mechaser himself, the more Yid gives away to the Rabbi Shalom, the more he has. Aser to Aser. Aser Kedei Shetis Asher. You give away, and then you get, and then you become an oish. Doesn't make any sense, right? The Gemara says that the goyim mock the yid. They say the whole week you work hard. Come Shabbos, you spend all your money. They laugh at it, right? A goy comes to Shef Hashuk on Erev Pesach, and he sees everybody getting ready for Yetzias Mitzrayim. 20 agalot for each family. He says, "You're sugar. You work hard the whole winter, and that's all going." So what do you know? The Gemara. And so it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. You get back kiflik and flank. You machaser yourself from olam hazeh, and what's the result? That's how you mashlik yourself. Marivoy. If you mariv yourself from olam hazeh, you're giving it all away. It must be that brings you to Sevilla, and that's what Kali Yisrael's marvin, and that's how we live our lives. And the goyim can't understand that. You make money, it's yours, and make more money, even more. Have. Give. Why give? Because he's kulay empty, and the more he takes, the more he gets. The more he's emptying himself up. Habriyid, the more he's mechaser himself, the more we feel kol mashakona evet, everything we have is kona rabbi, belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Is then the more the Rabbeinu Shalom gives them. And that's the whole beginning of Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov says, "Nafnali lechel nechel lebeged dilbosh ezo osher tameach bechelkoi." And Esav says, "Yishli rav." What does Rashi say in Yishli rav? Then by Yishlach, Yishli harba yosef mikdei tzerochai. What do you need so much for? Harba yosef. What do you need yosef for? Because Esav is hav, give. All he wants is Yaakov sends him matonas, ede levadoi, make it big, make it look grand. Esav is going to get eyes will pop out, and the more you give Esav, the more he feels he's filling himself up. But he's kulay rik, he's kulay empty. Yaakov says, "Yeshli kol, I've got everything. What I have, beged lechem lechol, beged lilboish. Those are the two thesis. If everything else that you don't need, if smech mechelk, what does it mean? Esav smech mechelk. Some pshat is he feels that he's a gvir because he's got a jacket. Now the pshat is he gets his shleimus from ruchnis, forget from giving himself away to ruchnis. That's where he gets his shleimus from. So later, that's where he feels sholim. He's a gvir, an oisha. Somebody who feels shleimus, an oni. Somebody who feels that he hasn't got. If you got a million, you want 2 million. You're oni. That's sefer brachos. Later, sefer shmois. Taka starts off. Shmois is doch mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is shtufei zima. Shtufei zima means it's a world of taiva. So what do Klal Yisrael want to be in that world of? They want to take in? No. What do they want to be in that world of taiva? They want to be avodim. Why they want to be avodim? Because they don't want that. They want to give that all away. That's olam hazeh. That's taiva. Marivoy. They want to be mariv themselves. Hevekotin yishpada marivoy. They want to give themselves away. Moshe Rabbeinu grows up there in that palace with all ashirus. And what does he get up and he says, oh, he feels a terrible chesaron. He feels an emptiness in that Ashirus. He grows up, he's a skan melech of Mitzrayim. He saw his brothers, and he went to join them. And he would carry his bricks on his shoulders. Why? Because he feels, when he was out there, he feels he's marriage himself. He's hungering himself from all the taivas of Mitzrayim. And then he feels, must be a marivoy. Moshe Rabbeinu feels a maridik ha-sviya, a maridik ha-shleimus. By being an Eved in Mitzrayim. But Paroi, being the Melech of Taiva, he's more chaser than everybody else. He has everything, he's a Nochash. The whole Nisim of Mitzrayim was the Nochash. The Matah turning into the Nochash. Cheskel called Paroi the Tanin. Paroi is a Tanin, Paroi is a serpent, he's a Nochash. What's the Nochash? You're Oish, you have everything. What do you have? Ofar, you have nothing. Paroi is everything. Taiva, he has everything there, but he has mamish nothing. He has mamish nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that, he saw the emptiness, the chesaron, so then he wants to be marid himself from that life. So he went and joined the Sivloisom, where the Mitzrayim were being Marev Klal Yisrael. Being Marev Klal Yisrael, that's where you feel the Mordech Sviya. That's the beginning of Avodim Ve'inu Oysom. What did David promise of Ramin of Achich and Yetzir B'chush God? How did Sefer Shemois end? Vayakal Mikudei. What's Vayakal Mikudei? Tons of Zov, tons of Nchoyshev, tons of this, tons of Tcheles, Argoman, the world's biggest Ashir. That's the beginning of Achich and Yetzir B'chush God. If you look at the Mishkan, you see a Mordech Yisod. Mordech Yisod in the Mishkan. You see, the Mishkan was the Mokhaim where Eza Osha Smech Bechelke. What do I mean? I mean, what happened in the Mishkan? The Shulchan gave food. How much did you eat? Nothing. Like Yayin. You drink a bit, and you say Veya. How much did every coin get? What does the Gemara say? Coin, I'm a Gia Kapul. This is how much a coin used to get. You used to get the size of a bean. And what was the, and what happened? He was satisfied. Why was he satisfied? Because that's it. Maria, it must be it. If you machas yourself, if you only have a tiny bit, like yain, a little bit, it must be already. Taka, which ain't always been saying in Shal Mokoyim, the times of the second Mitzvah Mikdash, the end of the second Mitzvah Mikdash, how you choytvin, they used to chop from each other. Why? Because they were hungry. Why? Because they were bali taiva. If you're bali taiva, you're hungry. If you're hungry, you need a lot. And what happens when you have a lot? It makes you even more hungry. Oh, but when the oyster and Shal Mokoyim, kol koin and magil like a pool. What was the menorah? You're the ner tomit. What was the ner tomit? You put the same amount of, same shear of shemen, what happened to it? Stayed alive. A little bit. You only had a little bit of shemen. What was the whole Nes of Chanukah? The whole Nes of Chanukah was Eid Asher Asamech B'chalukah. He had a tiny bit, a little shear. What happened to that little shear? It lit the whole Chanukah. What's that Nekudah? Nekudah, you have a bit? A bit? Must be oi. Eid Asher Asamech B'chalukah. How much room was there for the whole Kahal Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash? Not much. What happened? Oim Dem Tzvofim, Kumishtach Leveim Rebachim. Again, he had a little bit, but it was enough for everybody. A little bit of oil, it was enough for the whole Chanukah. A little bit of shulchan, of lechem aponim, it was enough. A little bit of korbanos, it was enough. There was a murdik sviya there from tiny portions. That's the bechina of yain. That's the bechina of mariboy masbiyoy. That's the bechina of eiz osha asameach b'chalke. That's the whole mishkan. The more you marry yourself, the whole mishkan was built meiz kolisha sheidvenu liboy. The Eden gave everything. Eden were machasel themselves. They gave away. They gave away their zov. They gave away everything to the mishkan. They gave away. What did they get from that? They got from that sviya. A Yid brings the Korum to the Beis HaMikdash. He gives himself away completely. He's makir himself on the Mizbeach. He's makir himself on the Mizbeach. What does he get from it? He gets the Kirva of the Rabban Shalom. He brings up his Nefesh of Bahamas. He brings up his Bechina of the Bahamas, the Taivit Shaboy, the Nefesh of Bahamas Shaboy. He brings that up in the Mizbeach. In other words, he destroys that. He's Marivoy. He's Marivoy from his Nefesh of Bahamas. And what happens? And he must be oit. And he has, even if he eats only a small amount, it's Mizbarach B'meof. That's the whole Nakuda, that's the whole nest of the mon in the midbar as well. They got a tiny bit. They had a tiny bit. But nevertheless, they were Marivoy. The Pasuk says Vayancha, Vayarivecha. It was Marivoy. How much did they need to eat? It was Masbiyah. How can the Pasuk testify Vayancha, Vayarivecha, that we were raw? We weren't raw. We had the mon. But the Teretz says, the famous Gemara there, the end of Yumos, is the Gemara, the Maestro, there was nothing there. Right? When they looked at it, they saw nothing there. They were Marivoy. Oh, but nevertheless, if you marry boy from one of Mazeh, then you can feel the severe. That was the man in the midmah. Moshe Rabbeinu was this Mordek in Nakuda. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nakuda where he wasn't only a Samech Mechelko, he had nothing from one of Mazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, Mem Yayim, Mem Laila, Ochel, Le Shasa. What did he live off? Hacha Picha Bamaleu. Dashin is the Gemara Bebrachta, Huba Dibre Terek Siv. If a person's on that level of Kiriba to the Rabbeinu Shalayla, then he could be completely married himself. Lo Yachal Bechlau. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't eat Bechlau. In the Suda of Yisroi, which says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Oymed the Meshamish. I told you then, in the parasha, the Rav Shitzit says, you don't see anywhere in the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu eat. Moshe Rabbeinu is Perish Meishtoi. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mar'ivoy, but completely. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Tachlis HaShlemis. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Tachlis HaShlemis. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Tachlis HaSholem. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Tachlis HaSvir. Because he was Marivoy to a Mordech degree. He was Marivoy completely. Beis HaMikdash, there was a Chatan Achila. Moshe Rabbeinu was Hechavi there. Moshe Rabbeinu completely starves himself. That's the Dargah of Madat. And the Kirva he got from the Rabbeinu Shalom to be Marivoy. That was the Kirva where he was always living with Tachlis HaShlemis. He was never lacking. He was never Bechin of Chos, never lacking anything. That's the Dargah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mela, that's the Hagdama over here. That's the Hagdama to Sefer Vayikra. Hagdama of Sefer Vayikra is Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer of Avoida. The Avoida was that you came and you were Marivoy. You came and you gave up your Nefesh of Bahamas, you gave up your Taivas, He didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. You came, you brought a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. Bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash means, Rabbi Nishlalem, take my taiva, take my nefesh HaBahamis, take my behemoth, take my taivas, and I'm killing it all, I'm burning it up on the Mizbeach. I'm being married for it, completely married. That nekuda, that koyach is a koyach that has to have, and the sinus koyach is Vayikra Moshe. Vayikra Moshe, says Rashi, Lashon Kriya, Lashon Chiba, Lashon Chiba, this Lashon Chiba of Moshe Rabbeinu was the shtachlus ha-shleimus of the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rabbein Shalom, and Moshe Rabbeinu is enough to eat the chlal. Moshe Rabbeinu is Marivai completely, and that leads into the greater sphere. That's the Hagdom, and that's the Nesinus Koyach of Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is a void where we mechaser ourselves, where we give everything away to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shecht our whole nefesh HaBahamis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But look at Moshe, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had no taiva, and yet he was completely masbiyai, because he had the Retoyer and he had the Rabbeinu Shalom. So too, that's the Nesinus Koyach for a Yid, when he brings up a korban, he thinks, what's going to happen? I'm makrim my nefesh HaBahamis, I've got no taiva left. it's the greatest chusar. That's the Nesinus Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe, if you have the Koyach, if you give yourself up completely, then just like Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Faked, the Eibishu was feeding him, instead of feeding him with food, the Eibishu was feeding you Harcha Picha Vamaleh with Dibre Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had the greatest Shlemus, the greatest sphere. So to every Eid is bring a Korban, who's giving up everything to the Rabbeinu Shalom, has to realize, Mariva Masbiyo, has to realize that Taka now he's being Zorcha to the greatest sphere. That's why Seva Yikrok. Tell for this is the scene of Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem can Bilam was faked. Bilam is a lashon of Bilea. Bilea means to swallow. Swallow means like the Sha'oil. Sha'oil swallows. It's the beginning where you always want to swallow. You always want more and more. What did Bilam say when the Bala gave him all that money? In Ramiz, hey, Kesem and Zov, Rashi and Ramiz, for the amount of money you gave me, I can't do it. He wants more money. Bilam corresponds to a complete Bilea. Faked. He was Baal Asoinoi. He's born a soina. He had all. He was a baltaiva. If he's a baltaiva, so then it's kula bechina of mariva. He's kula bechina of a belia. He wants to always be belia. Moshe Rabbeinu is faked. Moshe Rabbeinu, everything he has, he wants to give away. As we discussed already once from the Tver Shleima, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. What makes Moshe Rabbeinu happy when he gives away his chelik as a matonis of the Tver Shleima? Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. He already gets something. He gives it all away. He's mariva from everything. And that's how he's zeichet to Sevilla. Now, it's the opposite. It's a Bilam. Bilam's a boilea. His mouth is open, and he's asking you to pour down. Bilam's a bechina haliteini nam, and adam azeh. Esav's mouth is open, haliteini nam. Just pour down. I'm hungry and hungry. As much as you pour down, I'm still hungry. And that's the bechina of Bilam. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the mariva masbioi, and Bilam is the masbioi mariva. And that's how you bring in Sefer Vayikra. First korban is avada korban oila. Korban oila is what? Well, we don't get anything from it. We don't know achila by korban oila bechlal. It's kulay to the Rabbeinu Shalom. A complete marivoy. What's the mechaper? Mechaper for hera leiv. What's the hera leiv? Says the Gemara, hirur avera koshim avera. Why is the hirur avera koshim avera? So the Mepharshim explained, Pashat the Taich, the Mepharshim explained there, the Rishonim on Daf say, that hirur avera is koshim avera for a very simple reason. Because Mahara, when a person's Mahara, he fantasizes. He says, wow, if I only get this taiva, if I can only do this, if I can only go there, if I can only do this, his mamish is going to be murdered. When he comes to carrying it out, he sees it's gonish but nish. He sees it's absolutely nothing. Hirura Avera is koshim Avera. Because Avera itself, he doesn't feel it. Avera, when he does the Avera itself, he feels it's nothing. This is what the hero, this is what led me. The hero makes you feel that the more you take, the more you'll have nothing. The more it'll be masbiyah you. Al the MS is leading you to faket, it's leaving you. It's the hero tells you that it's going to be masbiyah you, but really it's mariv you. Really, it's a complete bechin of marivoy. So the hero is the one who builds that. The hero is the one that builds the whole picture that's going to bring a person. The taiva is going to bring a person to shleimus. When he actually gets to the shleimus, when he gets to the taiva, he realizes that it's nothing. So the hero is that which tells you that masbioi, which leads to marivoi. A korban oila is the marivoi that leads to the masbioi. It's giving everything away, marivoi. You're giving everything away to the Rabbeinu Shloinam. You married yourself completely to the Rabbeinu Shloinam, but nevertheless, masbioi. Nevertheless, it brings you to the korban, lashon kirva, brings you to the greater shleimus, brings you to the kirva, to the Rabbeinu Shloinam. The first korban that's discussed in Zeva Yikros, an oila, saka mahara, on hira alev. And made it. That's the whole vod. That's why the korban, the korban oni in Perik Beis, the nefesh ki sakrif, echad amarve, echad amamid, v'vav shichavet be'le shemayim. There's no measurements in the Beis Hamikdash. Ha'ichal kimam is barach b'meil. Beis Hamikdash is fakert. The oni korban is a hecher korban. says that nefesh yitzachas, he's makrim nafshi, he's a bigger marivoy. The more you're marivoy, avada, the greater shleimus it is. So the only korban is the best korban, it's the korban mincha, and it's a nefesh yitzachas. Mincha taka means a matana. It's the biggest matana is when you're more marivo yourself. That's the korban oni. It's echad amar bevechad amamit. Chovat shechav in libo yishamayim. That's nizgal over here in Teres Kotchim. That's the whole vort of the Mishkan. The whole vort of the Mishkan was a place where we were marivoy, and then we got all our shears, we got masbiyoy. Every one part of the Mishkan was that einanias from makom hashears. Everything had to be gold. Everything had to be geshmak. Our voice for that is to be marivoy, to come and marivoy, and then marikosi lachem bracha. Habili died, and we get back the emes tikah. We get back the emes tikah shears. Same thing was with David HaMelech. David HaMelech was Marivoy. The Beis HaMikdash was Malchus. Ein Yeshiva Balzora. Hello, Malchus be David Milvav. David HaMelech was a Melech. Abu was Marivoy. How do we know? Because he says about himself, Tfilah Laani. Tfilah Laani. He was an Ani? Yeah, he was Mariv himself from Oil Mazer. Like Mar says at the beginning of Brachas. Right? All other kings, while all other kings were eating, he's busy passing Shailas. David HaMelech was Marivoy. Marivoy. Then he could be then Saka Masbiyah. What did he have? Like we discussed last week. Terascha b'soich me'oi. The Melech was that darga. He's Masbiyah himself. Terascha b'soich me'oi. The Pasuk of Tehillim. He has Torah in his stomach. He's Marivo, and therefore he fills it up with the Emes Tikah Shleimus. Goros the Nafshi, the Taiva of Pasuk of Tehillim that we discussed last week. Goros the Nafshi, the Taiva. His Taiva is for Torah and Me'ila. He's Mashlim himself, and more Mashlim himself all the time. Ein Yeshiva Bazar, and Malchus Bez David Belvat. The Beit HaMishkan was the Mokum the Melech. The Mokum the Melech is the Emes Tikah Melech is the Mokum where you marry yourself. You come and you marry yourself, and you walk out of there satisfied. How do you think a Yid walked out of the Beit HaMikdash? A Yid walked out of the Beit HaMikdash and Ma'adik Shleim. How did he come to the Beit HaMikdash? A complete Marivoy, giving everything away. He walked out and Tachlis HaShleim. Now is the beginning, the Darga beginning of David HaMelech. The Darga of Malchus, that's the Darga of the Mishkan. And that's how Sefer Shmoyitz finishes up. If you're Zoich at the beginning in Mitzrayim to be married yourself, to be Avodim, Koma Shekona Eved, Kona Rabboi, then you zoicha to the moon. Again, you married yourself. Ve'yanchav arivecho. Then you zoicha to the tachlis hashleimus. The Torah la'loich le'mon. You have a mishkan. You zoicha to the biggest hashiras. That's the bechinah. That's the nekuda of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kuda of Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us how to be mariv. Lechem la'yochal. Mayim la'shoseh. He teaches us how to be mariv. When we see the shleimus that Moshe Rabbeinu reached, you can't look at his face because it's radiating with toichen. It's full. It's full. And it came through marivoy. Then you can come in from the korban. That's mamish the story of Megillah Esther. What was the shidduch between Haman? Haman is Tachlin Nachash. Haman is Edom. Edom is Haliteini Nam in Ha'adam Adam. I'm never full. Everybody's bowing down to Haman. One person is not bowing down. What did he say? Those same words. If you don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, then you're lacking. One person, you have all the trees. One tree not, I've got nothing. Everybody's bowing down to you. One person not, the Cholze, and then the Shavali. Haman is either have everything, and he thinks he'll get shleimus from that, and then if he doesn't have absolutely everything, all his ashiras, everything, he's soivea, but he's mariva, he's hungrier than everybody else. That's Haman. Where does Achashverosh fit into the picture? Mamish Maridik. The Gemara says in Yuma, who's the Tsar of Achashverosh, who's the Tsar of Paras, what's his name? His name is Doviel. Why is his name Doviel? Because the Gemara Megillah says that Paras, Malchi Paras, is Nimshal to which animal? To a doiv, to a bear. Why? Because of three things. Oichel Mishleitzim Kedoiv. Musurbalin kedoyf, big, they're fat, full of achila shtia, but they never loy noch, they never have menuch, never have menuch. So before you tie up a bear, he still walks up and down, he's got no menuch. What do you mean he got no menuch? Shabbos noch and chalent? Who hasn't got menuch? Right, your eyes closed. The greatest menuch. And he's musurbalin bebasar, musurbalin kedoyf. They're fat, and they're eating, but they're loy noch, they're never satisfied. Valtige shidduch. Right? They need a professional shadchan to put Haman and Achashverosh together. They're both beginners of Masbiyoy Mariva. They're both taking all the time. They're taking in all the time. Half, half. Half, half. Half, half. And they're still hungry the whole time. And gevaltige shidduch.
That's
Mamish the eight. That's right. You think you're going to have Shlemus. Haman thinks you're going to have Shlemus. If one person doesn't bow down to you with Cholzein and a Shoveli, that means that you're so tiferite in the Oilam of Choser that Cholzein and a Shoveli. What about Mordechai and Esther? Mordechai and Esther is Reach. Mordechai, Esther's Hadas. What does the Gemara say in Brachos? Remember, giving them a base. Eizu Dava, Shana Shomo Nenis Mimenu. The Ein Haguf Nenis Mimenu. What is it? Reach. What does Reach mean? The neshama is nehnes, and the goof is not nehnes. Mordechai and Esther had no hanas haguf. Mordechai and Esther had no hanas haguf, only had hanas haneshama. So they were mamish the opposites. Achashverosh and Haman, kulei guf. But if it's kulei gashmi, then you never sense. If you're ruchni, then you have the Reach. If you have a Reach, you don't need hanas haguf. What do Chazal say? Starting by Yikro, you have to speak London. What do Chazal say? Esther? Karka oilam oisa. What's up saying? Esther karka oilam oisa? Huh? Esther is karka oilam. In other words, you have to understand, Esther Malka, the great tzaddikus, but the Ebesha should see that she has to marry a bear, she has to marry a Achashverosh, she has to marry a behema, she has to live with a behema. The Torah says yes, because she has to bring about this biru. What biru? Esther karka oilam oisa. Karka oilam means what you're doing with her goof. She's not nehna mimeno. She's hadaf. What's hadaf? Hanos haneshama. Ain't a goof nehnes mimeno. Esther's goof is not nehna bichla from Achashverosh. So it's like a halacha l'maisa. She had a din of karka oilam. It wasn't his nus bichla. It wasn't a roilus bichla. Because Esther's goof was karka oilam. Esther's goof is karka oilam because she's a hanos harech. Hanos harech has nothing to do with the goof. And she had to marry Achashverosh to be mevarer, and that's the tikkun of the chet. The chet was that nishan enum is the dasan shel Achashverosh. Achashverosh showed his gvi, he showed his oisha. Bahar oisha is kvoid oisha malchusoy. Look what the oisha I am. Klal Yisrael said, wow, look at this shleimus. So much ashirus. So much ashirus. Nishanenu mitzidosin shel Achashverosh. The whole kilkul was nishanenu mitzidosin shel Achashverosh. The more you have of Gashmius, the more you have shleimus. That's what Klal Yisrael said, the nenu mitzidosin shel Achashverosh. Says Haman, says Mordechai, Mordechai, Hanos Aguf, just takes you down into more and more chesaron. Look what happened to Amishtha with Achashverosh. He lost his wife. He came out with the greatest chesaron. He lost his wife. Ein isha meisa ela lebala. The whole end, the end of that pseudo was the end of every taiva. Chamas HaMelech Boraboy. Person gives in to his taiva, he thinks he's going to get shleimus. In the end he has kaf, he has anger, regret, anocha. He's a loser. He loses that area. Achashverosh puts all his ashiras together, and in the end he's a loser. That's taiva. That's the beginning of the Megillah. That's taka. All the whole Baharis, the whole Arichis and the Psukim Baharis is Kvoid Oishim Achusoy. It's all to show you how this person feels that he wants to be. He wants to be Masbiroi, Masbiroi, Masbiroi. And he ends up with a Moridikam Arivoi. Comes on Mordechai and Esther. He says, Lech Knesset Kol Yehudim. Go to the base of Knesset. Start giving Hanot to your Neshama. You start giving Hanot to your Neshama. That's the tikkun of Nishanena Mitzidot and Shalach HaShverish. What's the tikkun? What's the mitzvah Yehudim? Give. Be mechaser. Not take. HaShverish is a take. What does he do after the Suda? Vayose Mas Al Kol Aretz. Chutzpah. He throws the whole Suda. And who pays for it? The people pay for it. Half. You're so wealthy, sell one of the kalim that were there at the Suda, you pay for the whole Suda. Sell one dish, everything was dov. Sell one thing, Achashverosh. No, that goes straight back to his treasure houses. He's a schnorrer. He's taking money from Ayotze Masal Koloretz. Have. Give. I have got so much. Yishli Harba Yosef Mekdei Tzorocha. Still schnorring from everybody else. Have. That's Achashverosh. That's Haman. Have. Gehenim is have. Oyne Shavul Lechatoim is have. You thought you were getting Shleimus. In Gehenna, it's Nizbarer, half. So you're only asking for more. You thought you were being Masbiya yourself. In Gehenna, it's Nizbarer, Marivoy. That's Mamish Achashverosh. A chutzpah to take a mass from the people, to invite them to the thing, and then everybody has to pay for it. That's why all the mitzvayoyim, in Matanat Levyoyim, give. He was a half. He was a take. Right? He wants everybody to give to him. He wants everything to come his way, and we give away. The whole Purim is we give away. What do you mean, kol ha'poshet yad? If he's a proper stalker, give him. If he's not a proper stalker, why should I give him? No, because you've got to get yourself used to being mechasa. You've got to kol ha'poshet yad. Even if he's not a stalker, 2-year-old, a 3-year-old kid comes to you. And here in that story, you can kind of mitzvah b'tachlas ahidur. You walk in the street, and you can be mechasa yourself, kanayin horror of fortune. All the little kids come knocking on the doors. Can I know horror? But the thousands by the hundreds. However, the mitzvah is kalapush the yad. That's the chinuch of Purim. The chinuch of Purim is to be the opposite of give. It should be opposite. Kalapush the yad noisin loy. The mitzvah is to be mechasi yourself. And then that's why it's a mitzvah of mishta b'samach. A person's in the Indian, so he's completely giving away. It's fakir, then he can be sakan chetzei tzadah. What's the gefen? What's yayin? Too much yayin is usually mechaser a person. Yayin is mariva. But Purim, we're not in an issue to take in. Purim, we're in the mode, we're in the behavior to give out, to give out, to give out, to give out, to give out. We're being mariva ourselves. When we're mariva ourselves, then you can be maspia yourself behind. That's a mitzvah of mishta v'simcha. Simcha only comes from shleim. Kaas comes from chesaron. Anocha, all right? Atzus, the Maharal always says that sadness comes from chesaron. Why chesaron? Because the sadness is avelus. Avelus is when there's a chesaron. Somebody dies. Echmon Aslan, he's not here anymore. That's sadness. Sadness comes from chesaron. Simcha comes from shleimus. So what are happening in Purim? We're giving away, 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 and we're besimcha, and we're beshleimus. What do you mean you're beshleimus? You're giving everything away. You're being mariva, you're being machasi yourself. No, we're besimcha, we're being beshleimus. Because that's when we realize, that's when this is gala. Now marivoi, kala poshet yad noisen loy. You give to everybody, you're machasi, you're machasi, you're machasi. That's how you get to Mashleh, that's how you get to Masbiyoy, that's how you get to the Tachna Masbiyoy. That's how the whole story of Purim comes together with Vayikra. A person has to realize that way there doesn't have to be money, but every time a person is machasar himself for the Rabbeinu Shalom, whether it's machasar himself for Zman, whether it's machasar himself for money, whether it's machasar himself for Miguf, whether it's machasar himself for Machila, whatever the case is, you have to realize that if he's machasar himself, he's actually, in fact, being an aset tis asher. Aset tis asher is not just by money. It's by any ruchnis that you machasi yourself for. It's very koisi lachem brocha. Koisi lachem brocha ad v'lidai. That's the avoidah. Matonis lev yoinim. Shlachmonis ishlu. Just give. Just give. Just be machasa. Just be machasa. And then it's avtocha lemetz Hashem. That will be zoicha to the emestik asimcha and to the emestik ashlevis. The beginning is the atzvus of Achashverosh. The whole Megillah, Haman's angry. My mole chema, my mole hamechema. Why is he so angry? Forget it, you got all Ashiras, you're tachlis ashlemus. You're tachlis ashlemus, you got all Ashiras. You're wealthy as wealthy as Achashverosh, and you got everybody bowing down to you, and the whole Megillah is angry. That man doesn't know what Simcha is all about. The only time he knows what Simcha is all about is when it says that he left the Sud of Esther, Sameach Tov Lev. And the first Shleim writes, and he was sitting with Esther, as Mashpia was in Rochnia. Sitting with the Das Hadekas. So when he came out of that Suda, somebody filled him up with Ruchnias. That's when you see Sameach Tov Leif. But when he's busy with Gashmias, he's busy with money and with Sudas and with Achashverosh, Motzah Minas Minos, the whole time he's Chema. Gashmias and Taivas don't bring you to Simcha. They only bring you to Atzvus, they bring you to Chesor, and they bring you to Mar Ivoi, and they bring you to Kaf. Hashemkins, the Yidin. Mechasa themselves, the Yidin of the Shleimus, the Yidin of the Simcha, and Tak at the end is Achrechen Yetzer Bechush Godel, from Motcha Yotza Melifni Amelech, Bilvush Malchus, Fakeh, the one who sack the offer, or sack the Efer, and the Melech calls him in, and Esther sends him a change of clothing, Esther wants him to dress nicely, Mokha says, Zemashem Anyenoti, to dress nicely, that's what I'm looking for, I'm looking for sack the Efer, I'm looking for my Revoy, in the end, Bilvush Malchus, Tcheles, he's not everything. He's zoichet to the tachlis hashleimus. He was marim himself. He's zoichet to the tachlis hashleimus. We need to take out from Purim the story of Purim hanos and neshama, hanos aruchnis. We need to take out the lesson. Take out from Purim is the lesson that Baruch Hashem we're sitting and learning. Baruch Hashem we're davening to Rabbi Yisrael. Baruch Hashem we're living in Yerushalayim Hakodesh. Baruch Hashem we're surrounded by ruchnis, and that's the tachlis hashleimus. Everything else is narishkeit, and nothing else brings a person to simcha. Everything else brings a person to the chema, and then to Achashverosh killing his wife, and to Haman and Vayimon Echema, and then we look at Mordechai and Esther, and we see the Hanos and the Shoma is Kol Kula Yimishter Simcha, Kol Kula Simcha, and that's how we begin Sefer Vayikra. With Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was such a shleimus, even without lechem, and without any gashmias whatsoever. The oni of the nefesh ki sakrif, he's giving away his machasa, his whole metzias, his levat shecha v'nibba l'shamayim, that's the hecher of korban. The evesh is the health of the mitzvah, m'shvizoycha to the emestik asimcha, m'shvizoycha to appreciate, to realize and appreciate all the time, ha'shreinu matoy chalkeinu, t'abok Hashem, we're not saying half-half, we're trying to be chalteinu, to be machasa ourselves for the Rabbeinu Shalom, to learn for the Rabbeinu Shalom, to daven, to take off sleep of ourselves for the Rabbeinu Shalom, to utilize our koichos for the Rabbeinu Shalom, because the whole time kaviyachol being mar of ourselves, and beis Hashem, David should help him, and we should be zoichem et Hashem to the emesik of simcha, and to the simcha of chodosh asin and torah, nitzke chalonim meher lo yiroi, to the shira of shira la Hashem shir chodosh, to the shira of shira sis nishpachis, of David HaMelech, et Hashem, David Malka Mashiach, of meher b'yameinu, amen. Thing when these people Haman saw all the ruchnias, and he was so magushim that he didn't feel straight after he felt the simcha already went away. He went back to his says like a chazir, you put the chazir in something, where's he going to go? It's going to go straight back to the tzoyah, straight back to the ashpa. He was so deep in his thing that even though he felt the simcha, he felt what ruchni is all about, a few minutes later, he was back down, deep in the dump. The whole Megillah. Chashveish is in a bad mood. Such an all, right? 6 months. He's looking for a wife. Rabbi Shalom in front of a shop going to get married. No, he has 6 months of this one, and 6 months of this one, and things like, oh, lachas, he's got patience for all that. But he feels the whole time, he has to be tachlis asviyah, he's mariv, himself. He's angry, and he kills them, and then he has charos, and then he kills them. Same story, every affair is the same story. You get angry, and you sing, and you give in, and after you have charota, and then you're angry, and that mamish the same story. With Gashmias, that's mamish the story. And Modcha, you see how he's good. Mm-hmm. Keeping away from Gashmias. It's a Nasa Neshama.
Who
does?
It's
fakir. On Purim is the whole bechina where we once you completely mechassi yourself, anything you take in is a made of rachmi. That was the same bechina in the Beis Hamikdash. Eating from kochim, the Rambam Elazar writes that eating from, either when they ate kochim, they didn't have to go to the bathroom. It was the same bechina as the mom. Because when you came into the Beis Hamikdash, you gave yourself completely away. Once you give yourself completely away, then everything you eat is automatically rachmi. What happened to Klal Yisrael, as the Gemara say? Klal Yisrael, they complained about the mon. Hare, with the mon, it was Nivla Beverev. And they complained about, so what did the Rebbe should say? And the Gemara asked, it says, Yosef Tiel HaZinecha, right? Yosef Tiel HaZinecha, so the Vice Toys, there was a Beis HaKisei. So the Gemara said, yeah, L'Acha Shasorchu. You want Avatichim, you got the mon! You want Avatichim? So you'll see what an all, you want Gashmis? You see what an all Gashmis is. To go to the Beis HaKisei, you have to walk 12 miles in the middle. Gimel Parsois is a Machne Yisrael. Gimel Parsois, every Paris is about 3-4 miles. So you had the mod, and it tasted of everything you want, you had everything. But if you think that Ruchnis doesn't fill you up, Gashmis, you know what you're going to get? You're just going to get one every time, you're going to get a headache. You have to walk every time 12 miles. The person doesn't realize that a life of Gashmis doesn't make life easier for a person. A life of Gashmis just makes a life more difficult. Right? The biggest millionaires are always the angriest, always the people who've got the least patience. Forget about these patients for learning, for the family and for this and for yes, they're always angry. Always a bechinas vaymolechema. Have a cousin who makes these America Zachom, it's called. He makes these Shabbos urns and these hot appliances, these Shabbos appliances. He told me he's got a big chain, and a guy is sugar wealthy who he supplies to. The guy's in his 70s, and he says once Mishloach came late. So one of the urns, which this millionaire of 75 years old earns, he buys it for 100, he sells it for 120 and 30 shekel or whatever. And he says it came late and the client didn't wait and he went out and he said he got a spachtel from this old man of 75. He said he got so angry, he was screaming at him about 20 minutes. He said, what is this, 30 shekel? You're a multimillionaire, you're 75 years old already. I said, and he's got so angry as if somebody just came and took away his rechush gadol. He said, that's the life. It's a life of anger. That's the Megillah says. Haman is angry, Achashverosh is angry. And the Yidin, Amishta v'simcha. And the Yudim is the Oiro v'simcha v'chosen miko. It's a palatical lesson. But they have to be the extreme. They have to be Reach. They have to be something that Neshama is Ne'enemen ve'en aguf Ne'enemen. They were Karka Oilam. They were Karka Oilam. They never tasted Gashmias. They never tasted Gashmias. That was the Bechina of Adam Nefneachet. Adam Rishon could have been Nefneachet. Never did. Oh, so we forgot to answer up over here. That's why it says Adam Kiyakri Mikem. Oh, we forgot half the shmuz. We forgot. Oh, we have to film Daniel. That's the word of Gezel. We forgot to answer it. That's the word of Gezel. What's Gezel? Yen has got more than you. That's Gezel. You're not Sameach Bechelkoi. That's Gezel. If you're not Sameach Bechelkoi, you want more. That's what you bring a korban from. That's the whole word of korban. You're happy you machasa yourself. They're a bunch of lelo. And hey, so that's why Gezel is the first mitzvah. I don't know what an oil is, I don't know what a shlomim is, doesn't matter. First you have to know that with Gezel you can't bring a korban. Because Gezel means that you're not Samech Bechelka. You're taking from somebody else and you bring that as a korban. It's going against all korban. Adam Kiyakru Mikem. Learn from Adam. Hakoil Hoya Shaloi. Adam Rishon Hakoil Hoya Shaloi. He looked for Gashmias, he lost everything. That's what a person has to realize. Don't look for God. Faked. Bring your Nefesh HaBahamis. Bring your Eitz Hadas to the Beis HaMikdash. Be makriv your Nefesh HaBahamis. Because then you get Shleim. Then you'll be like Adam Rishon Lifnei Chet. Shakoil Hoya Shalom. He had everything. But if you go have Gashmias, even if you have everything, you'll have nothing. That's odd. Not some Gezel. Ma Adam Lahikri Vina Gezel. Shakoil Hoya Shalom. Hafatim Altakri Vina Gezel. When you Gezel to Sheikh Lulav, that's Mitzvah Avera. That's Adin Yonim. A Gezel by Korban? when you're supposed to want to be machzir yourself, and then you're stealing, it's like a chashverish. He throws a big suda, and then he garners the money from everybody else. That's a hav-hav. That's a hav-hav. That's the opposite of a korban. Gezel is the first halacha. Gezel is the first halacha of a korban. That was the whole word by the whole pagam by the Dor HaMabul. The nechtam gzadin amen el ala gezel. The shachis aris. The nechtam gzadin. Gezel brings you taiva. You want to have what yenah has. You're not samech b'chelkoi. That brings to hashchassis oila. That brings to hashchassis oila. Is that the alta kriva min ha-gezel? That's adak for Adam Rishon. What should you do? Min ha-oila. Just give everything. If you give everything, then you'll have everything. Put it back. Yeah. That's called a push of the yard. Otherwise, it's no havona. It's scary. It's called a push of the yard nice and light. Not a stalker. Called a push of the yard nice and light. Yeah, we've got to train ourselves. Train ourselves to be machaser. To be machaser from ourselves. When you get back, first be machas yourself. Give maisa. Asa to asa. Give maisa. You beat this asha. First be an eved. That's the mahalach hanyonim. Go down to zero, and then you get everything. You try to go up to the highest number, whoops, it goes down to zero. Either it works that way or works the other way. So you're going to be the opposite of what you think. You think you're getting shleimus? Nothing. You think you're machas yourself? You think you're buying all the trolleys for Pesach? You're going to get back everything. That's why Pesach, you got to bring Korban Pesach. The Pesach says you got to eat Korban Pesach. It's an issa to eat an air Pesach. Why is it an issa to eat Korban Pesach? Because you got to be hungry. And you got to be hungry. Why are you going to be hungry? Right? You won't eat anything in air Pesach. Why are you going to be hungry? And that's the sugi of Arab Sochem there. We're drinking wine, you can't drink. And Tosafot says over there that if your mom is hungry or thirsty or Pesach, drink wine. But don't forget, you've got to drink a lot of wine. If you drink a bit of wine, then you're going to be satisfied. You better drink a lot of wine to make yourself hungry. You've got to go into Pesach Betiyov. Not the time you've got to go into Pesach Betiyov. It means you've got to be Mechassi, so you've got to be Rav. You've got to be Marivoy to go into Pesach. And that was the whole Marivoy. Marivoy was the whole Bechina. Marivoy is the whole Bechina of Kol Mashakon Evet Kon Rabbi. And then you go into Pesach, then you're Yetzir B'chush Gadol. But first you have to be Marivoy. Go into Pesach when you're hungry.